You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I will be, in fact, using the synthetic companion as a better visual representative than the pictures that are actually accompanying this article. Now, when it comes to this article, this topic, I've talked about this for years ad nauseum. The fact of the matter is, you are not going to get rid of the professional. Now, this article is coming out of San Diego. All of my military brothers know exactly where I'm going with this one. Now, this article was published on the 11th of October. Professionals wearing only G-strings are prowling the sidewalks of National City, California. Ah, yes. When I was still stationed down in San Diego, on the dry side, we all knew Main Street. There was a particular hotel called the Main Street Hotel that everybody was warned to stay away from. Now, of course, behind Main Street, there was Dalbergia Street. Dalbergia Street and Roosevelt Street are two of the most notorious tracks in San Diego. Yeah, we all know this. So, fellas, I'm just going to tell you, ever since the pandemic, it has gotten way worse. And of course, Gruesome Newsom had a hand in this, which I'm going to explain later. Professionals wearing only G-strings have been pictured prowling the streets of a small California city, leaving one mayor frustrated over the repealing of a law that banned street loitering. I know the article says walking, but that's not what the ban was about. National City is spiraling out of control, according to Mayor Ron Morrison, due to brazen professionals who have been gathering in the downtown area. Pay for play is illegal in the state of California. Yeah, right. No, it's not. And, of course, we all know why pay for play isn't really illegal. However, I'm going to go into that more in detail later. But Morrison believes that a new law that banned old practices of making loitering with the intent to engage in pay for play illegal is responsible. Another law prohibits police from citing people suspected of soliciting sex based on appearances, allowed professionals to walk the streets in little clothing. Do you know how they got that particular law to pass? That's right. They used the LGBT plus community and the minority community. How? Oh, these women and, you know, transgenders, if you say something to them or about them, guess what? You become either a transphobe or you become a racist. And far too many people fell due to that quote unquote guilt that was put into their minds. Oh, I know this is wrong, but if I say something, I don't want to wear those titles. Those titles are a scarlet letter. Gotta love the absolute degeneracy of how these laws get passed. Morrison told CBS 8, quote unquote, police can't literally go and talk to them because they've done nothing that actually is illegal. They don't have a right to talk to them because they're not doing anything for loitering for pay for play. Yeah, the cops can't even talk to them. I've seen videos of, you know, SDPD rolling right down Dalbergia, and the professionals are in plain sight, walking up and down Dalbergia Street. They can't do a damn thing about it. It sucks, but hey, this is what people voted for. Quote unquote, even if they're going out to talk to someone in their car and sitting there, all while they are wearing less than a G-string. California Governor Gruesome Newsom approved Senate Bill 357 in July of last year that brought about the changes, with it taking effect this year. Believe you me, gentlemen, every time I've gone down to San Diego to visit some friends, yeah, they tell me those tracks have become thermonuclear after this bill was passed. It is completely and totally in your face. Morrison showed the outlet pictures that he claimed showed professionals walking near Integrity Charter School where parents dropped their kids off. According to Morrison, officials are now actively looking to help businesses and hotels that have felt the effects of the pay for play. Yeah. Do you want to help? I have a grand solution. However, it's going to involve a little bit of work. The nonpartisan mayor also told Fox News that as soon as Democrat Newsom's pen touched the bill, pay for play began exploding in the state. That, gentlemen, is definitely true. Quote unquote, the moment it was signed by the governor, boom, everyone knew the rules were out the window, Morrison said. That is definitely a true statement. Quote unquote, there those that are out there on the street, most of them are wearing less than what you would consider a scanty negligee. He ain't lying about that. He is not lying about that. There are so many videos that you can punch up here on YouTube. You know, Figueroa, but San Diego. Yeah, you can watch those videos and see exactly what's going on and what exactly is out there on the menu. Even though, personally, I would say, oh, hell no. You got to be real down bad to pick up one of these women that you would see in one of these videos. Oh, hell no. Personally, I would say this. If you're that down bad, cross the border. Go to TJ. At least you can get better looking and more than likely better service for a cheaper price. Just saying. Just saying. Quote unquote. It is just flaunting it in everyone's face. And so a lot of people are screaming, hey, you know, can't you even get them on indecent exposure? Unfortunately, they can't. See, Gruesome Newsom was real strategic about this. But we all know when it comes to the Democrats, create a problem and then sell you a quote unquote solution. He continued, and the problem is the way our laws read in this state. The definition of indecent exposure is as long as the genitals are covered, anything else is fair game out in public. That, my friends, is a damn shame. Which is why you have so many women who are walking around bearing everything, but then telling men, you're the creep if you look at me. If you're not the guy that I want to look at me, something's wrong with you. Yeah. Yeah. Which is why, another big reason why, you know, yoga pants, sports bras, the way women dress is absolutely horrendous. Which, unfortunately, no, scratch that. Fortunately, has desensitized a lot of men to women's bodies, which is why they still want to sit around and say, oh, you're objecting me. That is nothing more than absolute falsities. That is bullshit. That is them saying, I want to be a victim so bad that, yes, I'm going to put myself in everything revealing and then walk out that door and expect men not to look. Get the absolute hell out of here. At the same time, knowing that us men are visual in nature. But I digress. Quote unquote, I was driving on one of the streets the other day, and there's this young lady standing there in the middle of the street wearing basically a G-string, and that's it, and a couple of pasties. But she's right in front of my car, and I couldn't move. So I did ask her very politely, would you please move out of the street? And she looked at me and says, if you don't want to talk to me, you can go around. That right there is the arrogant attitude that a lot of these, you know, street professionals use. And unfortunately, it gets a lot of them in sticky situations. Just saying. Morrison also told Fox that he thought some of the girls on the street could be underage. Now, of course, I'm not going to shy away from that. Is there a possibility? Of course. Which also is something else that I'm going to point out in my solution. The mayor said that with pay for play now open on the street, other crimes have followed, including shootings and assaults. With a pregnant, you know, professional being kidnapped, beaten, and raped just a few weeks ago. I find it interesting that if that was the case, why did that not make the news? Just saying. National City is not the first place in the state to be hit with swaths of professionals openly walking the streets. Earlier this year, footage emerged showing a woman outside of a Catholic elementary school in Oakland. Footage captured by ABC's News I-Team showed the woman outside of St. Anthony's soliciting customers in cars parked outside the school gate. At the time, Rodney Pierre Anton, who oversees various Catholic elementary schools, including St. Anthony's, said, quote unquote, we don't want our students to witness the perils of human trafficking. Okay, that's about all that I'm going to read for that article. However, let's go into the solution. People want to sit back and say, hey, we need solutions that I don't want to do, but somebody needs to come up with a solution that makes me feel good. See, that's the key. When it comes to people and wanting solutions, they want someone to give them the solution that they don't have to work on. However, here's the solution. Follow the Nevada or Amsterdam model. What do I mean by that? Well, pay for play should be in a certain district. The women have to be interviewed. The women also have to have medical screenings. And the most important part of this solution, the women have to have a license to do so. That's right. You can get rid of the criminal element very easily by doing that. And anyone who is outside of those parameters, guess what? They get locked up, man or woman. Now, here's the real thing that you have to get to. Here's the real issue, the deep issue that, of course, no one cares about. Why does a man seek the company of a professional? The throwaway answer is men just can't control themselves. We can't control ourselves. Therefore, we're the ones that have the demand for it. No, 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 no. You know why? There's an artificial demand that has been placed into men, into American men. Why? Because sex has always been used in the advertising industry. Sex sells. Now, let's take a look at the absolute most, how can I put this? The loneliest group of people, or excuse me, the loneliest group of men who actually are the ones who seek the company of professionals. That's right, married men. We know that the sex industry thrives off of married men. How, you might ask? Well, we know that married men, we get married for one of the biggest reasons, which is access to constant sex. Yeah. However, you have to look at the other party, which is the wife. She knows at any given point, she can take sex away from him. Yeah. Women use sex in marriages as a reward slash punishment system. But then, how dare you, as a husband, so much as look at another woman? You need to keep performing like the circus monkey that you are in order to try to get access. I find that utterly disgusting. However, there was a term that I didn't know about till a few years ago called marital rape. Yeah. Yeah. You had wives literally say that they felt like having sex with their husband was akin to marital rape. And of course, once that got put into the system, far too many husbands knew, oh, you know what? I can't even try anymore because she has this weapon. She has that round in the mag. Yeah. Another bullet for the gun of the state. Which, once again, I find very ironic. It's like the old video that Tom Likas did, Sex as a Loss Leader. We know that women use sex in order to get us to marry them, but then once they're comfortable, once they know about the gun of the state, they say, you know what? We're going to go ahead and pull back. And if you dare try anything, guess what? I'm going to use the gun of the state on you. That is why a lot of married men will seek the company of a professional. And they've talked to a lot of professionals and they said, yeah, the vast majority of these men are married and it's not even about having sex. Yeah, it's about validation, his validation as a man. Now, me, on the other hand, oh, no, it's all about. That's right. I'm clapping cheeks. That's my mission. But the overwhelming majority of men, married men, are the ones that are driving the Skin Flicks, the Lonely Fans, all of these sites that women use and say, oh, you know what? I'm a Lonely Fans model. I'm this, I'm that. But guess what? I'm still going to be a wholesome girl. No. The ultimate irony. All these women are talking about they're strong and independent. They don't need a man. However, they need that man's resources. Once again, the ultimate fucking irony. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Have you, in your area, seen any increase in women hitting the streets, especially since the beginning of this month? Because we all know, once student loans started kicking in, there were going to be far more women who were going to be in financial ruin. And guess what? Yeah, a lot more of these women are getting evicted. They're taken to the streets. Why? Because they know, hey, a lot of women, they are in serious financial binds. So yes, ladies, Nasty Nate is on the scene. It is what it is. And for you normie women out there, you need to understand this clearly. The power you think you have by trying to withhold sex, that's going out. Because now, guess what? You got to compete with the professional. And the markets are flooded. So guess what? Feminism and the idea that normie men were going to stay around and continue jumping through your hoops just to try to get access to you sexually, that's gone out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more and more men are going to be open about using pay for play. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.